Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Koppel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Chip Close, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily for a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about the power of engagement.
Social media is one of these places, which is, it's all about engagement. We think about, oh, this is where we go to engage. And yet it really becomes about followers and likes and all of that. And I want to reframe this. We were talking about transactions, right? And that transactions last a very long time. And well, before that, we were talking about how we say goodbye to guests. Thank you so much. Have a good night. And how hollow that is. We've got such an opportunity to get to know our guests, to engage with our guests in the property, that we should be extending that sense of hospitality beyond our four walls into the digital world, because that's where people talk. Word of mouth still happens. It just happens online. We used to tell people about a restaurant we went to, but now we've posted a picture online and somebody says, hey, I saw you went to that restaurant. How was it? So when we talk about engagement, it's really an extension of what we've been talking about, which is that let's get real. Let's be honest. Let's be polite and hospitable and really get to know our people in our restaurant within the four walls. And then let's simply exude that hospitality. Let's let that stretch out beyond. That goes to everything from the way we engage on social media, using comments as a way to engage and spark conversations with people, from DMs, from really starting conversations with them. It's the same thing as a table touch. We can do it the hollow way. How are you guys enjoying your food here? Everything's good. Okay, great. And walking on, or we can have a meaningful conversation when we touch their table. The same thing in the DMs. We could say, hey, I hope to see you at the restaurant this weekend, or we can start a meaningful conversation with them. Same thing with like when you get into the review sites, right? So we talk about this in marketing, reputation management, which is simply on Foursquare, on Yelp, on Google. And how are we reviewed? How do people think about us and talk about us publicly? The other piece to that is how do we respond to those criticisms or the accolades? How do we engage? They've given us the opportunity. Now, as merchants, we can go in and claim our Yelp page. We can claim our Google My Business page, and we can respond as the operator, as an official ambassador for the place. How are we having those conversations? And I would urge you to rethink the conversations you have and the way you engage with your guests in store and simply magnify that. Let that extend and spill out into the digital world beyond the four walls.
Especially when it comes to negative feedback. As a restaurateur on a show speaking to other restaurateurs, here's what I'll tell you. 100% of the time, you are willing to do absolutely anything to make someone that is within the four walls of your restaurant happy when you know they are not happy. At no point would you see an upset guest and say, you know what? Forget that person. They don't matter to me. But if someone airs their discontent on a review site or on social media after the fact, we dismiss it. We disregard it. They're a terrible human being. They're out to get me. What they said is inherently untrue when it's absolutely true to them, which is why they took the time to leave the review. And it is a massive missed opportunity. When we talk about engagement, it's not just about engaging with the people that you like that are giving you a pat on the back. It's about using these tools to engage with the people that were disappointed. And showing them and showing the rest of the world and the other people that are going to read that review and your response to that review, that you do care and you do care authentically about everyone's experience there before, during, and after the experience.
It's a really important point you just made there. And I want to make sure that the listeners really focus in on that. Oftentimes, yes, you're trying to win that guest back. You're trying to engage with them after their negative comment. But think in terms of the optics of it. When people are coming to view your Yelp reviews to see if this is some place that might be good for a date night, might be a good place to bring mom for Mother's Day, might be whatever that is, they're looking over the reviews and they're looking to see how you respond, the kind of hospitality that you show the negative reviews. Think of it in terms of not necessarily trying to win over the person who's scorned you, who's laid the negative review, but think in terms of trying to win over the people who are still on the fence, who are trying to see, well, what kind of operator are you? How do they conduct themselves when faced with negativity?
I know that fear. The fear of losing everything, or almost as bad. The fear that you'll have to grind on for years at the restaurant without things ever getting better. Hope is nice, but you need help. So I'm going to leverage my 20 years in this industry and the 200 interviews I've done to give you the help that you need. I'm hosting a free webinar this month called The Scaling Session. Over 90 minutes together, I'm going to lay out exactly what you need to do to scale profitability, scale brand awareness, and scale customer frequency. Go to restaurantwebinar.com to sign up today. To make sure that everybody gets what they need from the event, seating is limited. I'm only allowing 25 guests so that you all get the individualized attention that you deserve. Go to restaurantwebinar.com to secure your spot today. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.